Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
What happens when an inmate with mental illness refuses to take medication? Should the inmate be taken to a mental hospital, or should drugs be administered right there at the jail? Democratic Delegate Patrick Hope of Arlington says jails should be able to take care of those inmates without moving them to an institution.
The goal is to free up psychiatric beds, inpatient psychiatric beds. We have a shortage of beds throughout the state. And so if it's appropriate and if it's available to be treated in a jail, then let's do them.
But that's not the only thing the bill does. When it arrived in the Senate, Republican Senator Siobhan Donovan of Henrico amended the bill to create a set of guidelines for correctional facilities.
The idea is that we just need to standardize what the expectations are for the jails, and by having standards, we can then measure if they're performing adequately, and hopefully this will help us develop a better system whereby we can avoid some of the catastrophes we've seen in the jails over the last few years.
Those standards were part of a larger mental health reform effort Donovan was not able to get through the General Assembly, but the Senate tacked on those standards to Hope's bill after it already made its way through the House, which means the bill is now on its way to a conference committee to hammer out the differences between the two versions. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.